Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Your home of updates about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And how it's affecting sports.
105.3 The Corona Virus.
It's not what it is, Shippy.
Can we change our name to the Corona Masterpiece?
Oh, that's what the C stands for.
No, it stands for Corey.
Kevin and Coronavirus.
No.
10-2.
This is kind of a big deal. Our boss just walked in and he said, hey, the Houston Rodeo canceled. And it's during this whole situation, there's a lot of money that goes into the Houston Rodeo.
I think he said last year it made $227 million.
Are you kidding me?
And that was the number he gave us.
Right now, it says 25 cases of COVID-19. Do we want to call it COVID instead? Do we want to refer to it as that? Or
COVID-19.
All right, no, don't. That's actually catchy. 14 Thanks. Of those cases are in the Houston area. So I guess that's one of the reasons they're like, look, we just don't want to spread it.
And it did it. It made it to pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Is that what?
Since when?
No. Like 6 minutes ago, I saw the World Health Organization.
Oh, no.
They just held a press conference and said, we have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
You know what PAN is
short
for?
World Health Organization.
PAN is short for panic.
I don't know if that's true or not. I just typed in pandemic. Coronavirus disease came up as the search. Like that's what it came up as. Is yeah. That's the.
So do we switch to CBS Sports now, or like what?
No. All right. So here's what I wanted to do.
We'll let the national people get this disease.
I really just wanted to tell people about the rodeo situation. Okay. But now that I know it's pandemic, that's a big concern. Because again, it's gonna crush a lot of things with the sports world. I mean, it's crushing businesses as we speak right now. And I know there are probably people that are sitting at home going, I should be at work, or why am I not being able to do my job as I should be right now? I know it's very tough, and I'm hoping that we can kick it, get back to action the way we typically do.
I think, and I know we're doing coronavirus talk again for a few people on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text that are getting mad at us for doing that. It is a big deal. It's such a big deal that now with the Houston Rodeo getting canceled, what I just don't know, and I don't think anybody knows, is what's the right thing to do? Tonight there's going to be 20,000 people at the Dallas Maverick game watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're asking the Denver Nuggets players right now, like Will Barton and Jamal Murray were getting asked at the American Airlines Center as they had morning shoot around. They're like, hey, what do you guys think? Because we could be getting to a point here really quick in the NBA where you guys are going to play games without fans. And they're like, well, we really don't want to do that. And they're like, well, do you want to just suspend the season, stop the season, and move it back another month and see where we're at a month from now with the COVID virus and coronavirus to see? And they're like, well, we don't want to do that either.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we're in a place where I don't know what we know we're doing is right or wrong.
Okay. Yeah, no. Do we trust the government to tell us what the right thing is? Oh. And that's not a political thing. I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of people that don't trust government.
You've been doing a lot of politics today.
You've been on those YouTube conspiracy theory videos.
I have not.
Do you want to get into the states and who voted for who yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Is Stevie Wonder blind?
That's something I'm down for.
That's not politics.
I will, Mike, though.
He has no opinion unless it's politics.
There are a couple things that I wanted to ask about.
Classic Corey.
One, that's not classic Corey.
Okay.
One thing is you had some Rangers breaking news going on.
A little bit here. Evan Grant reports the Rangers have sent Colby Allard down to AAA. So he is now getting ready for the AAA season. The only reason I find that Leody Taveras is getting sent to AA. There's other guys that are getting reassigned to minor league camp. Those are two big names. We know Leody Taveras was not going to make the big league team. John Daniels let us know that way before coronavirus. And so when it comes to Colby Allard, I just thought if there was an injury, right? You guys were asking this a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Colby Allard, you know, he did pretty good last year. Isn't there a chance that if he comes to spring training and he looks even better than last year, that he could make the rotation? And why not? I'm just surprised that today Colby Allard's getting sent down to the minor leagues.
Is that early?
Well, I always feel like it's early, but it's not because we're 2 weeks away. I have to get my brain around that the season starts on March 25th and not on April 2nd or April 3rd.
Okay,
right?
That makes sense, yeah.
Because we're moving this a week up the season, most recently, because of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. This, I don't think, had anything to do with coronavirus.
Okay. Right.
Is that usually we get to more like March 20th when a guy like that gets sent down, but March 20th would be just 5 days away where pretty much you're making your final decision. So Allard can get called back up if there were a rash of injuries or a lot of the starting pitchers got coronavirus. He could come back up before the season started,
okay.
But I guess they probably want to extend his innings and get him built up. So if a guy gets injured early on in the season, that Colby Allard is getting his normal work, getting built up to 6-7 innings at the end of spring training so that he can pitch early on if a guy is out of the rotation because of injury.
That was somebody we had on the show last week. I found him to be very entertaining, very interesting.
You feel like we jinxed him at all?
I don't think we jinxed him. Kevin might have jinxed his future contract by asking him about surfing. And
yeah.
He was like, dang, you kind of busted up my spot
there.
What if
that's why they sent him down?
Because he surfs?
They're
because
mad
of Kevin?
At him. They found out about his surfing, and they're like, well, you're getting sent down the minors because you were surfing this offseason.
Maybe that's why Kevin isn't here this week. You know, we do have a partnership with the Texas Rangers. But the other thing, though.
I wonder if you watched Johnny Tsunami.
The Nolan Ryan statue was unveiled out at the new stadium. And there's going to be a lot of, and you know, there's no way in hell the Rangers are not going to have that stadium open for their opening day. It's just not going to happen.
Why?
They've been working on this thing for 2 years now.
But what if, I mean, I'm just throwing it out. What if Major League Baseball, if we get 10 days from now and Major League Baseball says, look, we can't have people in stadiums right now. We can't. Now, does that mean they still play that game but with nobody there?
I don't think Major League Baseball would do that. Not to the Rangers this year with the opening of that stadium.
Could they?
I think it would have to be the state of Texas would have to come down and say, we can't.
Now, here's the tough thing. There's two locations for spring training, not just one. But I'm just wondering, you're playing the Angels. If it's bad, if in the next 2 weeks, I don't expect it to get this bad. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals here. But I do think the Rangers are going to play their first four games in Arizona. I don't think they're going to play in Seattle. I think that the Seattle Mariners are not going to get to open up in Seattle. They're going to stay in Arizona and play their first four games in Arizona where they feel like they have a better chance of not getting the coronavirus. But if 2 weeks from now, this thing's really opening up into a bad situation, would the Rangers just stay and say, all right, guess what? We open up against the Angels. The Angels also didn't go anywhere because of the coronavirus, and I don't know who the Angels open up against. But because you guys are in Arizona, we're now going to play our series against the Angels in Surprise, Arizona. That's going to be our first games to start the year because we don't want people getting on planes and traveling everywhere right now. We can keep the teams in Arizona and in Florida. And you'd have to adjust the schedule a whole bunch for some teams. But for the Rangers, their first seven games are against teams that are in Phoenix, Arizona right now.
My first instinct says there's that John Daniels, John Blake, the ownership group would not let this happen. That's my first instinct. Because
what does
it's
it matter
such a big,
to John Daniels?
Because it's such a big deal financially for the stadium.
That matters to the owners.
But the more you talk about it, the more I'm convinced that that's a huge possibility. And I don't, I'm interested. I'm very interested.
Yeah. I mean, it probably won't happen.
877-881-1053. If that was to happen, would you be upset or would you understand? Because I think a lot of people are really upset about everything right now because they're like, oh, it's not going to affect me. But if baseball decided, or if even the state decided, hey, look, we can't do this, would you be furious, or would you understand why they're doing it?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought, man.
Autoflex Leasing is coming out and saying 903, Mike, leave it alone. You are doing more harm than good, causing mass hysteria. Then we have the 469 saying, I thought Mike said the corona was not a big deal. And yeah, I kind of have said that as of today, right now, in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's not a big deal. We have one case now. I believe that was yesterday. A few days ago, we have the Frisco 3 cases. We have Alvarado shutting down their school. I never said it will never be a big deal. I just said, as of yesterday, I thought we were making maybe too much of a deal about it in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I don't know what the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks are going to hold. But if we need to stop doing radio and stop doing NBA basketball and stop doing spring training, and the CDC, the World Health Organization, says we have to stop all this and we need to get everybody in the world inside their house for at least 5 days to see if we can stop coronavirus, then that's what we need to do. But I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, so here you go, Mike. Joel Sherman, baseball columnist from the New York Post, says the Mariners, they have been told they will play their first two series. They will not play their first two series at home by governor decree.
And he just followed up on that.
And then said, the Mariners open the year with home series against Rangers and Twins. MLB will try to relocate. Governor of Washington expected to make an announcement today of banned gatherings in a large Washington state. So,
you know, what's interesting here is because you play Seattle so much, you could flip a series, but I guarantee you, to your point, Corey, earlier, the Rangers want nothing to do with that. Because of it being a new stadium, if they were still playing at Globe Life Park, they would say, yeah, no problem. We'll open up 4 days early. Hey, guys, guess what? We're getting opening day now isn't that day. It's this day. The Rangers wouldn't be pleased with that because people do pay a premium to go to opening day. But I bet the Rangers would say, we don't want those games at our place.
Dude. Why?
Because now opening day changes from March 29th, where right now, if you go to online...
I mean, they're 98.77% done with the stadium anyway.
Yeah, I know. March 29th, right now, the lowest ticket, at least on if you go to ESPN and go to buy tickets, is $175. The next day they play the Angels, it's $17.
Gotcha, okay.
If they all of a sudden, that ticket to the Angels game that people have been paying a premium price to get to opening day... all of a sudden is just another game at the new ballpark. Now the game against Seattle on March 25th is the premium ticket to go get. So that's why I think the Rangers would say, hey, okay, it's official now. We found out, breaking news here, we found out we're not going to Seattle to start the season. But I bet the Rangers say, you're not coming to the ballpark, or you're not coming to Globe Life Field to play this game.
And it's actually affecting the NBA now as well. This is from Mark Stein at the Stein Line on Twitter. The city of San Francisco has banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. We still await official word from the NBA on the fate of the Warriors' home game Thursday night against the Nets.
I'm curious, too, because I believe, and I know FC Dallas is in New York this weekend, but I think they play Seattle on the 21st. So would Seattle swap the game? Because they're supposed to travel to Seattle for their next game, too. So I'm very curious, since the governor just said this, what's FC Dallas's approach going to be? And how, man, this is making this.
From 10 a.m. now to 12:15, a lot of things have changed.
This is forcing the entire sports world to scramble. Because now it's not just the sports world making these decisions. We talked about the Ivy League doing what they did. This is forcing the governments to start standing up and saying, we got to change what we're doing here. So that's, if anybody's like, hey, stop talking about it, that's the reason we are.
Yeah, now we know Rangers aren't going to Seattle to start the year. The Warriors aren't having any more fans at their home games as of right now.
FC Dallas is having to change, might have to change their schedule. I'm going to reach out and see what I can talk to, if I can talk to Lucci about that. Because we'll have by the way, the Lucci Gonzalez show's been changed from Thursday to Friday because he's going to be in an airplane on Thursday.
Oh, no.
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 He's going to New York.
Lucci.
So we'll talk to Lucci on Friday at 1:30.
It's on all airplanes.
No, it's not on all airplanes.
Corona doesn't discriminate.
This is
true.
You know, Mike, we came into this segment.
All those were facts. He just said
something completely different to talk about.
What happened?
All the things I wanted to discuss got thrown out the window because we had the brilliant question of, what would the Rangers do if their schedule gets changed? So, we do have some more Mavs concerns, and should Patrick Mahomes get a percentage of the cap? We'll do that next in the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I saw this from Rick Bucher, who we've had on a number of times, by the way, Mike. And Rick Bucher, he's a radio.com NBA insider.
Yeah, I used to remember him a lot on ESPN.
Yeah, and I think he's worked with Sports Illustrated. He's done a lot of stuff, man. He's phenomenal. He works with Bleacher Report. He's a senior writer there now. He said one NBA player says they've been told 95% chance they're playing in fanless arenas by Thursday. So by tomorrow, he's being told that. And that's, again, the sports world is being rocked right now.
It's a big game to get out if you want to see the Mavericks play this year then.
Yeah. No, hold on. Tonight's game? Because there might not be another one until the playoffs. Who knows? There might not be another one this year. Tonight's game might be the last one if he's right. Okay, Jimmy, it's not the final.
It is. It certainly sounds like it.
But yeah, Rick Bucher said one NBA player says they've been told 95% chance they're playing in a fanless arena by tomorrow.
So many squeaky shoes going off.
What if they make the NBA players stay 6 feet away from each other at all times?
Luka and Kristaps are just going to be drilling.
Imagine the LeBron versus MJ debate then. Well, yeah, LeBron played when there was Corona, and he had 6 feet between him and the nearest defender.
Remember that game LeBron went for 200 because he kept going to the basket and everybody had to clear out?
It's a 6 feet violation.
Again, I think they would test all the players just to make sure before they went on the court. Who gets the test? The rich people. That's who gets the test, Mike. So, yes.
So the owners.
God. All right. Anyway, that being said, I guess that's a really good point about tonight because you say tonight is a big game for the Mavericks. And I wonder if you're going to get back-to-back Porzingis. Have we seen an injury report for the Mavericks yet? Because I'm very interested to know if he's going to play because they lost last night. Mm. Last night was important to this Mavs team, but they lost to the Spurs late in a bad – they just played atrociously bad last night for the last fourth quarter. They were really good in the first three quarters, even though San Antonio was making shots that I didn't expect them to make.
A weird game because there were so many runs in the game. I mean, usually, NBA teams, there's runs, but it was like Mavericks 8-0 run, up Spurs 10-0 run, Mavericks 13-2 run, Spurs 10-0 run. I mean, it just kept going. There wasn't really a lot of matching each other baskets. And once San Antonio, to your point, Corey, went on that early run in the fourth quarter, the Mavs had one more run on them to get it to 101-97, but that was pretty much it.
And I don't have anything on the injury report right now.
I don't either. Yeah.
I will continue to look, and as soon as I find something out.
Anybody down with sickness?
I will. Oh my gosh, no. But I am curious as to how they will approach tonight with the guy that they're protecting for the playoffs. That's Kristaps.
I would honestly think that Porzingis would not play tonight because they're only two games back of catching Houston / Utah / it's Houston and Oklahoma City and then three games back of catching Utah. So that's not impossible to get to that number, but it just seems like the Mavericks have decided we've made the playoffs. And I wonder if that's affecting their focus recently is kind of we've made the playoffs. We're not going to push for anything. And that if Porzingis sits out tonight, it kind of does that reinforce, Corey, that – I mean, how important are these games if it's kind of like, hey, you sit out this game, I'll sit out this game. I just wonder, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. With Porzingis, it's the right thing to do. His career has been marred by little injuries, and then you have the big, huge injury. He's already had to miss 10-plus games this year with the other knee flaring up, so I wouldn't play him. At the same time, though, Corey, we have Luka with, black tape all on his wrist and on his thumb and everything. It's not like he's really healthy with his body right now either.
Yeah, give all of them the best break that you can. I do. I'm very curious. So we talk about Zion and Luka all the time. Because of the way this organization has treated their star players, and I know the Clippers, the other players are upset at how Kawhi and Paul George have been handled. But do you think that the Mavericks organization is looked at because they're treating Kristaps and Luka the way that they are, that there are other guys that are potential star players that are like, that's a place I'd rather go than New Orleans? Because look at how they handle Zion.
Yes. Well, you have how they handled also Anthony Davis and his injuries and how they possibly destroyed DeMarcus Cousins' career. So if we're just comparing the two, I think the Mavs have an advantage. If players are going to decide between Zion and Luka, I think the Mavs will win in that case. I don't think the Mavs, the way they treat Porzingis and Luka, and let's just say they treat them great the whole time they're here, and then in a year or two somebody becomes a free agent, I don't think they'll choose the Mavs based off of that. I think it's going to be really tough to outduel Miami and the living situation you get in Miami, possibly a place like Chicago. And I know that's a lot colder, but it just seems like the Mavericks are always going to fall into, yeah, it's an okay city. It's nice to NBA players. I don't think it'll fall into the bad situation that some teams have. And I don't think it'll ever fall into the good situation. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Luka brings another superstar here that they want to come to Dallas. They're excited about Cuban and Dallas and Luka, and they will choose here. I just don't think an NBA superstar will really ever choose here in their prime.
Okay.
You're going to have to trade for them. If you're going to get another superstar, most likely what the Mavs have, they're going to have to use in trades. Because I think when players get traded here, they don't mind re-signing here. It's just, will I choose Dallas over LA, New York's, Miami, Boston, right? Kemba chose Boston over us. Kemba had the choice. Which one do you want to come to? We pretty much have the same money. He chose Boston over Dallas. Would he still make that choice a year or two later? I don't know. Boston probably wins over Dallas when it comes to where do I want to be, okay, because of the history of the Celtics. But I don't know. Hopefully that changes here with Luka.
Man, this is another interesting story that's popping up here. Dwayne Wade. I know you don't love Dwayne Wade that much.
I had to turn off, like, halftime. I went outside, and it was great because I played basketball with my kid, but I'm like, no, he's on the halftime show.
His son, Zaire Wade, I guess, is not getting much playing time in their Sierra Canyon, for the Sierra Canyon team.
Did you see they hit the game-winning shot last night to advance?
Yeah, he won't go, but Dwayne Wade said he's not going to go to the finals.
Okay.
Because his kid's not playing. He said, my son isn't playing. I don't want to do nothing to the coach. I won't be there, but I'll be rooting for the kids.
Yeah, that's fine.
So he's not gonna be there to support him because they say it's really difficult to find playing time on this team because there's so many great recruits.
Right.
Even LeBron James' son, who's turning into a really good player, isn't getting that much time. But he tweeted out, for all the kids out there that's not getting the time or opportunity they feel they deserve, look no further than the GOAT, Tom Brady, for some perspective. Drafted 198 players before him. Hashtag God's plan. So there you go. Dwayne Wade doing what Dwayne Wade does best, drawing all the attention to himself. The other thing, though, is I'm interested in this story because I don't know if the Chiefs will do everything they can to bend over backwards for this player. But I think they might because he just won the Super Bowl. And the way that he won the Super Bowl and his development, how young he is, agents are going to try and find new creative ways to get him money. And this was a suggestion from Mike Florio on Pro Football Focus, on Pro Football Talk. As Patrick Mahomes' contract talks go over, he says Mahomes should ask that his compensation be tied to a specific percentage of the annual salary cap. So others have tried to get this before.
This is legal. You can make a contract where it's not an exact number. Like, the number is exact in the first year of the contract because you know what it's at.
Uh-huh.
But then from there, you don't know exactly what you're going to make the rest of the time.
Right. For example, Mahomes would get 18% of the cap on a six-year deal that starts this year, okay? And that means that every year it could grow. It also could be a situation where one year maybe it doesn't grow at all, or maybe it goes down. I don't foresee that happening because the NFL is making bukus. But
coronavirus.
Isn't this very, oh, man, Stop it. This is very similar. Wasn't it Robert Downey Jr.? Didn't he say, hey, I don't want to take a salary for this movie. I want a percentage of the future of these movies. And so that's where he made all of his money, was from the rest of it. So here's the example. 18% of the cap on a six-year deal. If the cap goes up by 10% per year, Mahomes would make $36 million in 2020, $39 million in 2021, $43 million in 2022, $47 million in 2023, and $52 million by the 2024 season. I'm very interested in this because it would be $57 million by 2025. That would be the most ever, and every year it continues to grow. This is something that I don't know if owners are willing to do.
Because they're not going to want to because of what you're talking about, the growth in that salary. Because you get to, and maybe we will get to a point where quarterbacks are making $60 million a year. But I don't think they want that to happen, because if Pat Mahomes does this, which sounds smart, if those numbers are correct, is now you're going to be looking at, in year five, I'm making almost $60 million.
But also, it sounds that way from the player.
And then
every year, 18% of your cap is to the quarterback. It doesn't ever have to be 20.
Well, then,
because already 18, that's decided. So now 82% of the cap is left for the rest of your team.
That's 6 years from now, right? Because he wouldn't be signing this contract now? Or
This is the suggestion from them
right
now. What
year would he be making $57
million? He would be making $57 million in 2025.
And we are, as Cowboy fans, mad at Dak that he won't sign $33.5 million, and most likely that would be in year five, he would be making $33.5 million,
yeah,
and the top quarterbacks would be making $57 million.
Well, this quarterback, and I guess
why wouldn't Deshaun Watson get something like this? Well, not as much, but close to.
Deshaun Watson, has he won a Super Bowl?
Lamar Jackson.
Has he won a Super Bowl?
Well, hell, I mean, he won the MVP in his first season as the starting quarterback.
No, I get that, Mike, but that's what I'm saying is, if Pat Mahomes wanted this, and that way you still have 82% each year, you have 82% of the cap to work with for me. That's assuming it goes up by 10% every year. But every year, you know, I don't have to worry about that because that percentage is already there. I already have to, so that's there, but it is going to grow and he continues to get paid more because the salary cap keeps going up.
Okay.
That's great for players. I mean, like, it really is good for players.
But are you saying that the owners are going to say, well, no, it's Pat Mahomes, he's so much better than everybody else, then nobody can negotiate this? Because that's the
one thing. Nobody ever has.
Owners, if this does happen, owners are going to put themselves in a bad situation,
yes,
because at that point, every quarterback's going to go, I want 18% every year.
You're right.
And they're going to say, well, that's the new market that was created by Pat Mahomes, and now that's where we're going with this. And I think that's why the Kansas City Chiefs will be, I think it's a great idea from Mike Florio. I do. But I think that the owner and the owners will make sure that that doesn't happen, because that becomes scary to your team and how to keep building a team if we get to, I'm always paying 18%, which makes sense. You can budget for that my quarterback always gets 18% of the cap. But they do like it as the contract progresses. That's the hope from Jerry Jones. Dak gets better throughout this contract, and now he's really worth $42 million in year four of this contract.
Right. Yeah.
When he's only getting paid, from Jerry's perspective, $33.5 million.
Yeah, it's a bigger deal for the player, obviously, than it is for the owner, because the owner has more risk tied to it than the player does. But again, as you're going along, if your company's making lots of money and you're still performing. So I think the idea is, do you feel like Pat Mahomes is going to fall off over the next 6 years?
No.
So I think that's where if you're the Chiefs, you're looking at it going, okay, how do we make this guy happy? We might have to get a little creative. And for Pat Mahomes, it's like, okay, after 3 years, my deal isn't less valuable than it was when I started. And that's what if I'm on the other side of the negotiating table, if I'm Mahomes and those guys, I think this is a great idea to start pursuing and trying to get. I don't know if owners will ever try and do something like that.
I agree with you 100% that's what Pat Mahomes, if we know those numbers are going there and the agent should have an idea, then you should try to get a contract that 5 years from now you're making almost $60 million.
Man, I think more agents should start pressing for this. I think that that should be something that they should press for in the new CBA, too. Maybe that's another thing they need to go after. All right, guys, coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with my good friend Mike Bassick.
Well, let's talk about what Elvis Andrus said, that this is the best he's ever seen in his career.
Next on The Fan. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Lots of breaking sports news happening in the world regarding, I know people might freak out, COVID-19.
I'm panicking.
The COVID-19 situation changes, according to the Washington governor, Governor Inslee, changes will be profoundly disturbing to lives, but necessary, is what he is saying at the moment.
And but also, don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
Or do.
I mean, but don't panic. Or but do. Everything in your life is about to be shook, is what they're saying. And Mike then asked the question, and maybe we do this a little more at one. Mike said, "What with the NCAA tournament, it's spread out across the country.
Right.
You said, you asked, do they say, you know what, let's find a location where it is not as spread out and move everything, move the whole tournament there. Like, would they play the entire tournament in one city?
I don't think they could do that because there's just too many games, especially in the first and second round. But I just am wondering, you know, it goes into Baseball Nuggets. The Rangers are not playing in Seattle to start the year. That's now official. They're going to play the games, the four games against Seattle, somewhere else. I haven't looked at the tournament because obviously they're just playing conference tournaments this weekend, and then we get to the bracket on Sunday night, and then we find out where teams are playing and stuff like that. But if there are games that are supposed to be in Washington, the state, if there are games that are supposed to be in the San Francisco, Oakland area, I have no clue where the brackets are and where games are being played. But I would think at this point the NCAA needs to go, hey, we need fans. We want fans. Maybe we don't have fans, but if we can, do we need to move these games to places where we feel like Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, I don't know, where we don't really have many or any cases, where we're still kind of in the West, but we're not in the places where they're having more outbreaks and we're more concerned about.
I will say, and I have a friend who lives in New Mexico. She's a reporter at KRQE in Albuquerque, and New Mexico says the governor of New Mexico has announced that she is declaring public health emergency there as well.
Oh,
so that's a little closer.
You know what else about New Mexico?
What? Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That's where all our meth comes from.
Yeah.
All the good stuff, at least.
Yeah.
So,
Eisenberg.
How's that going to affect your life now, Mike?
With my meth deliveries? Not much.
All right, Mike, take it away with Baseball Nuggets featuring Mike Bassick.
All right. So, Elvis Andrus was on with MLB Network, and he was talking about this rotation, the Rangers rotation, and he said since he's been here, 2009, this is the best rotation he's ever seen slash been a part of. So, yeah, big shots, especially Derek Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let Derek know.
Okay, good.
He'll be pissed.
He threw the ball pretty good yesterday. He was on television
for
the Pirates,
did.
So he had a good start. I believe he went 5 innings, gave up 2 runs. So Derek Holland does have a chance to make the Pirates rotation.
Yeah, really good spring overall.
We are talking about the Texas Rangers rotation, and I will say this. Elvis is a very optimistic guy, and I like this rotation too. I was on an Oakland Athletics podcast yesterday talking about the Rangers. And I said, look, I really think, as much as I like the Athletics, and I think the Athletics are going to win this division, they're going to beat the Houston Astros for this division. And I know Verlander and Greinke are a great 1-2 combination to still have in Houston after losing Gerrit Cole. I do think the Rangers 1-5 can have the best rotation in the American League West. And maybe that does lead to being to the best rotation in the American League. I think the issue will be hitting this year with the Texas Rangers. I will say this, Elvis last year was really optimistic about the starting rotation. And besides 1-2, 3, 4, and 5 were a big flop for the Texas Rangers most of the season.
Well, I feel like 4 and 5 were openers, and the rest, they had 2 bullpen games a year.
You mean every fifth?
Or every fourth and fifth.
Yeah.
I felt like both of them, they were like, we have no clue what we're doing.
Right. It was just like, if we can piece together 5 innings to give us a chance to win, that'll be great tonight. And tomorrow we're going to do it again. And then we get to Minor and Lynn, and we have a real chance of winning a game. And they ran into that issue a lot. By the way, if you hadn't heard, Colby Allard today got sent down to AAA. So if you were really hoping Allard could take one of the veteran spots and be in the rotation as having a young up-and-coming guy in the rotation to start the year, most likely that's not going to happen. Joe Palumbo was not sent down. Taylor Hearn was not sent down. So if there's still a hope, you have to put the hope in maybe those two guys cracking the rotation. I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to have the five veteran guys. I do really like this rotation. Elvis is pumping it up in his last interview that he did. Now, when I get to that, I want to get to also the Cy Young candidates.
Did Mike just cough?
Yeah, I heard that.
Mike, are you cough? Are you okay?
I tried to clear my throat.
All right.
It felt very much like a kind of a 19 or something.
Did you take a airplane back from?
I did.
Oh, okay. Man. And he had a different flight than me and Kevin.
I did. And the crazy thing was, is the person was having, yep, the person I was sitting next to was like, do you have any Corona? And they said, no, we only have like Bud and Miller. And
okay.
Stuff like
all right.
That.
All right. Okay,
that's my joke.
Mike with the joke.
F minus.
It's not even premium joke Friday, man.
That's why it's not premium.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just ultra, kind of like Michelob. Okay. When we get to Cy Young candidates, according to MLB.com, they list the 20 Cy Young candidates in 2020. Number one, Jacob DeGrom. Number two, Gerrit Cole. So those are your headliners for the American and National League for those guys to win the Cy Young. Where do you think Mike Minor or Lance Lynn or Corey Kluber lands on the top 20 pitchers in Major League Baseball going into the 2020 season, according to MLB.com?
MLB.com, would they be in the top 12?
Almost.
So top 15 then?
Nah, they're actually not in the top 20. Horrible
okay.
guessing.
What? Holy crap.
I thought this was a little... I was actually hoping Mike Minor would make this list. I didn't know if Corey Kluber would make the list because I'm not holding out... Like, if you're trying to guess the top 20 pitchers in Major League Baseball, it's very tough to take Corey Kluber since he wasn't able to physically pitch for most of last year. When I get to the bottom of the list, you guys tell me if you guys like, I'll say Mike Minor. Do you guys believe Mike Minor's the best pitcher on the Texas Rangers going into the season?
I don't.
Okay.
I think that he can replicate what he did last year better than Lance Lynn.
Okay.
Although... Lance Lynn did just strike out 12 the other day. But I personally think Kluber's better. Okay. He's a better pitcher.
So you would rather compare this to Corey Kluber on this list?
For me, yeah.
Okay. That's where I was kind of going to go because I was thinking
Sorry.
Mike Minor. No, but you can take Kluber or Minor right now in your head. If you're a Rangers fan, I believe that those are probably the two you're going to choose from. Germán Márquez is a right-handed pitcher for the Rockies. Probably don't know a lot about him, but he had 230 strikeouts last year. His 2019 wasn't that successful. He cut his walk rate down quite a bit. I would say this is very hopeful that he is in the top 20 just because I know 230 strikeouts. Where he pitches, I would expect guys like Kluber or Minor, hopefully both of them, to be more of a Cy Young candidate than the Rockies pitcher. Next one is Mike Soroka, and this will be interesting. Soroka in his rookie year with the Braves was awesome, but he's not a big swing and miss guy. He had a great ERA. He had a great record because he played on a really good team with the Braves. Soroka could be really undervalued here. So if you're asking me who's going to have a better year, Kluber, Minor, or Soroka, I'll lean towards Soroka because of the potential, but it was 1 year, his rookie year. Sometimes we do see guys their sophomore year, that second year, the league make adjustments to them. And so that second year, they struggle a little bit making adjustments to what the veteran guys have done to them.
Okay.
Number 18 on the list, Luis Castillo with the Reds. He can be really good. So he's a guy that I would say, hey, I don't know if our guys can be better than him. Number 17 is Hyun-Jin Ryu, the pitcher for the now Blue Jays. He was with the Dodgers. I think the Rangers can have pitchers better than him. So I think when you get to the bottom of the list, and I don't want to spend a lot of time at the bottom of this list, but I was just looking at like, hey, who do I think the Rangers are possibly better than? Zach Wheeler of the Phillies. This was a guy I really wanted on the Texas Rangers. I would have thought, man, if we'd have got Zach Wheeler and traded for Corey Kluber, I would say this is going to be the best overall rotation
I was huge
in the
on
American
Zach
League. But unfortunately, he went to the Phillies. He's a guy that is
You're
in
not
that
putting Kyle Gibson and Jordan Lyles in the Zach Wheeler category?
No.
What about Lance Lynn? Are you putting Lance Lynn in the Zach Wheeler category?
Yes, but Wheeler has the possible ability to be better. His upside is a little bit higher than Lance Lynn.
High two, high ace. Is he an ace? What about in 3 years?
Potential.
All right.
Probably not. Probably a great number two starting pitcher.
Okay.
In 3 years, Cole Hamels be an ace?
I loved Jared's response to that. It was like, what does that matter? Zach Greinke is number 15. It's going to be interesting to see what he has left. He pitched great in the World Series. There were times in the playoffs where you're like, I don't know how much he has left in the tank. So those are kind of your final guys there that they picked over your Texas Rangers starters. And then when it comes to what else is happening around Major League Baseball is they're going to have to make major decisions. Once again, we go back to kind of the lead story today on the coronavirus, because now San Francisco, this is kind of more NBA, but it has to do with the Giants. The San Francisco / Golden State Warriors, they're not going to be able to play any home games in front of people anymore. If they're playing their games in San Francisco, that hasn't been 100% determined, but Mark Stein and Adrian Wojnarowski are starting to tweet about this, along with other NBA beat writers, that the Warriors, my God, get the word out, Bassick, they're not going to have any home games with people if they're going to play at home, which means the San Francisco Giants most likely will not be playing their home games to start the year.
It's 1,000 people, you said?
Right.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, now we have the Seattle Mariners. They're not going to be able to play their first 7 games at home. San Francisco Giants, I bet it might not happen in the next hour, but I bet during the G-Bag Nation, you're going to get something of the San Francisco Giants are putting themselves in a situation where they're probably going to have to stay in Arizona or figure out somewhere else to play.
By the way, according to – I did see a story, and I'm looking at it right now.
The 49ers are Giants.
It says that John Daniels did say – that they would be open to hosting that first series.
Wow.
If they could. So, I mean, I'm going to confirm that there, but that's a pretty interesting story there. And according to Corey Brock, he says that currently Mariners' official statement says they are working with MLB Office of the Commissioner on alternative plans for games that were scheduled at T-Mobile Park at the end of March. And they will get more information as it becomes available.
Okay, man. Thanks for that information. I want this Autoflex Leasing fan text. I know we're moving on from this segment, but 877-881-1053. If you have not season tickets to the Rangers, but you have tickets to opening day, are you going to be upset if we find out within the next, let's say, 3 days that opening day will not be on the day that you purchased those very expensive tickets? It's actually going to be on March 25th versus the Seattle Mariners.
Would you be mad about it?
Yeah. If you're a fan, are you going to be like, hey, I want my money back. I paid $250 for this game, and now it's just going to be another game.
Here's the thing. So Daniel said the stadium would be ready to host if it was necessary. So if they needed to host that series, they would be ready for it and available. That question would be very interesting because – now do I say, hey, we're moving it? And do you, because there are some people that aren't going to be able to make it to, they plan that one, not 4 days earlier. So it would change a lot of things. Would the Rangers change their rotation? You know, would they say, hold on, our opening day pitcher at the new stadium was going to be this guy. Now it's going to be this guy. So there are a lot of things that could change because of it. I'm very interested in that.
And real quick from Bob Nightingale, Bassett, you just brought up, you know, the Giants and how this might affect them. He just tweeted, they announced they will not play their March 24th exhibition against the Athletics at Oracle Park in the Bay Series. So the home opener, I'm not sure when it is for the Giants, but that probably is going to follow pretty quick, you'd think.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Fantastic stuff during Baseball Nuggets. The sports world is being rocked right now. So we'll get back into it in just a moment. The Pats got a lot of awesome comp picks yesterday. We'll go through the best comp picks next on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.